Hey, this is Mike Evans. Listen to every episode of Schlereth and Evans on demand at 1043thefan.com. Presented by Siltahara Motors, the home of the zero down with Chapter 7 and 13 bankruptcies. Regardless of your financial standing, no one should be without a vehicle. Visit the special financing section at sthmotors.com.
Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
Mike. What day is it, Mike? Pump day?
Yeah, it is. Wednesday, November 17th, as Mark Schlereth correctly pointed out. It's November 17th already.
Yep, I'm a stickler for dates, Mike. You know that. Math.
November is flying by.
November 17th. It's unbelievable.
So this morning, I leave my house, and there are snow flurries coming down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
I had a couple coming down I-25, a little snow, a little every now and again, there was just like a rogue flake.
Yeah, see, we had some, not steady flakes, but a little bit more persistent flakes. You know what that got me to thinking about?
What's that?
Multi-shoveling.
Oh, yeah.
And when it comes to shoveling, there is no better way to shovel than multi-shoveling. Tell me why I'm wrong.
Oh. Hey, Mike, well, that's, again, that falls under the statement of, it's just obvious.
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 Just plain as the nose on your face.
Sometimes I just wait out there with my shovel in hand and a snow hat on. Just letting it know, I'll catch you before you hit the ground.
That's right. I'm waiting for you. I'm coming for you.
Come get a taste. Look at it, I got two shovels. I use two shovel system, too.
Two shovel system? What, the other one needs time to cool off or what?
No. I put two together.
Come on. No. I'm calling BS on that. What do you mean? You put two shovels together?
Take one shovel in one hand, one in the other hand, and so the blade is twice as wide.
Uh-huh.
And then I just push the two shovels. Push it one side, then the other side. One side, then the other side. The two shovel system. You don't do the two, you may.
Huh. Yeah, well, it's got to be the right kind of snow and the right amount of snow to be able to do that. I mean, you're talking about just like a quick, like.
Have you looked at me? There is no wrong type of snow.
To do that. 2 feet of snow? No problem.
Yeah, well, first off, if I'm multi-shoveling, there's never going to be 2 feet of snow.
You're right. What is the most you will allow to fall in the midst of a two-shovel storm?
I don't let it get over probably 5 to 6 inches.
Okay. That's about right.
Yeah.
So Mark admitting I'm not wrong. Now, that won't count, though. But it is back, folks. It's the Tell Me Why I'm Wrong Wednesday, back by popular demand. Gather up the armada. Rally the troops. We're laying siege to I Told You So Island.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Yeah, you are going to need a bigger boat.
Oh, you're not feeling it today?
No.
Combative?
No. I just am feeling that there are going to be a lot of obvious statements.
Wilson, like, where are you?
Yeah. I think there's going to be a lot of...
I forgot you had that one.
It's like, big fans, you should be fired. Tell me why I'm wrong.
I won't read that.
Okay. All right.
Come on. Trust me a little bit.
I trust you, but there is this part of you.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I want you to go down. I want you to lose.
Right. See, there's this part of you.
I want you to be humiliated, but I'm going to do it fairly.
Fairly, I don't know. Hey, this is where the prima donna in you comes out.
I'm not a prima donna. You're the number one prima donna, according to Tucson Tim.
Well, Tucson Tim certainly does not understand. Apparently doesn't understand the definition of prima donna. I may be the least prima donna at this station.
That's true. Maybe prima donna is not the right word.
Arrogant? Okay, I'll take that.
Number one.
I could be first place there.
Full of myself?
Yes.
Yeah, number one.
Okay, I'll take that.
People know me.
Yeah. Name dropper?
Yeah, number
I'll take
one.
That. Number one.
Yeah.
There's a lot of number ones.
Likes talking about myself? Yeah, Number one.
My own favorite subject? Number one. But not prima donna. Tucson Tim doesn't understand the meaning of prima donna.
Yeah. So, here's the rules of the game.
All right.
Come up with your hot take. Wrap it up with, tell me why I'm wrong. Mark, tell me why I'm wrong. And if you can get Mark to admit, you're not wrong. That's whole milk. Let me tell you, that is something that you can take to work with you. That is something that you can take to holiday gatherings with you. Gathering with your, hanging with your buds.
Mm-hmm.
You can brag. I got Mark Schlereth to say, I wasn't wrong. Trust me, it is a badge of honor.
Yes, it's not something you'll just, I throw that around. I throw a, yeah, you're correct around like Vic Fangio throws compliments to other people around.
Good point.
It just rarely happens.
Unless you're Brandon Allen.
Unless you're the gamer. Because then
the compliments flow like honey.
Yeah, they do. It's like the land of milk and honey. Where the honey is so, so sweet and the milk is just ice cold, Mike. The halcyon days of Brandon Allen, where we had 0.8 yards per play.
You guys ever heard of a snowblower who shovels?
Oh, I have a snowblower.
I don't.
You know?
I've resisted. I do not. Like last year, we had a big one in the spring. We had about 3 feet of snow. Shoveled it.
Yeah.
Multi-shovel, no problem. But I am getting to the point, I'm probably about, I mean, I still have a teenage son, so I've got free labor, you know? So, but once he's gone, I'll probably be ready for a snowblower at that point.
I do. I've got the snowblower out back. So I do that out back for the dog. But up front on the driveway and all my neighbor's driveways, it's usually 100% shovel. But, you know, I shovel the cul-de-sac.
Yeah, you love doing the neighbors.
I do all the neighbors.
Yeah, they love you.
Well, they don't, you know.
From Tyler, constant flaking. Thought you guys were talking about Paxton Lynch, not the weather.
I like it when we get it out of the way. Yeah. You don't have to think about it.
Well, speaking of multi-shoveling, maybe today will be a multi-smear day. We've had days where we've had 4 smears in a day.
I think all 4 should count. Maybe they do. That's why we're at
2364.
We got to just make a concerted effort to get it over 3,000 by the end of the year.
I like that. What kind of pace does that put us on?
Well, you got to do like 4 smears a day.
That should do it. Okay, we are off and rolling here on this Wednesday. Tell me why I'm wrong. We attack together. I told you so, Island, next. Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors is the home of zero down. Regardless of your credit or financial situation, Siltahar Motors will help you get behind the wheel. People with poor credit or in bankruptcy can qualify for zero down and no payments for 45 days and be driving in their new car within hours of stopping by the dealership. Check out any of the cars Siltahar Motors currently has on site at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors is conveniently located at Highway 36 in Wadsworth, so regardless of your financial situation, Siltahar Motors will get you the car you deserve at sthmotors.com.
All right, tell me why I'm wrong Wednesday. Do this every few weeks or so. Give you a chance to come at Mark with a hot sports take and leave him with no choice but to say, you know what, you're not wrong.
Yeah, you know what the greatest part of this is? This allows me to not have to be nice. See, this
is
part of the game.
Right.
It's not me just eviscerating or is excoriating
nice.
A word like
is that him or me? That was me?
Let me hear that again.
Be nice.
Wow. Be nice.
Whoa.
Patrick.
Whoa.
I'm just gonna call you Swayze from now on.
Whoa.
It's like my buzzer.
No. From now on I want to be known as Dalton.
Dalton. You know what I mean, I look over you and I see Swayze. Although it's the Chris Farley version of Swayze.
I knew you were going to say that. You hot snot. I knew that was coming.
But this allows me, this is part of the game. I'm not supposed to be nice during this.
Uh-uh.
No.
Nope. Okay, here's one. First one. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Mark, Teddy Bridgewater walked outside this morning, saw a little layer of snow, screamed like a little girl, and ran inside. And then tomorrow he'll apologize to his wife after she had to shovel it up for him. Tell me why I'm wrong.
Oh, come on. I mean, that's just, now, are we just going to pile on Teddy? Yeah,
sounds like that's what.
Are we just going to pile on Teddy?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm sure that during that Baltimore game when he was under siege, you'd stand there and take that shot right to the teeth and complete a pass and get a concussion and then come back the next week. I'm sure that would have been, no, you wouldn't have done that. You know why? Because you're so tough, you wouldn't have been concussed. There's no way anybody can concuss you. You're a hard ass. This is not a pile on Teddy Bridgewater session.
Mark, based on Vaughn's performance Monday night, George Payton is a personnel genius for getting those picks. Tell me why I'm wrong.
Ooh. See, now that's good. That is legitimately good. Now, personnel genius? You know, I've
been very bullish about what he's done this year.
Yeah. I always tend to, like I say this all the time, genius and football are mutually exclusive events, right? If you're a genius, you're not strapping a piece of plastic to your head and slamming it into people, or, you know, you're not in the personnel department, or you're not a coach. It's just mutually exclusive. So genius is probably where you tripped me up there. It was a great move. You really traded him for a third rounder and you bought a second rounder because you paid his salary. The only part of the salary that you didn't pay was like $700,000. That the Rams are paying. So you essentially bought yourself a second rounder. Does that make sense?
So does that make you a personnel genius?
You
scratched a check.
You scratched a check.
No, well spent money, but.
Correct.
But it doesn't make you a personnel genius.
Right. By the way, let me ask you this, Mike. For your second rounder, what does a second rounder make on average over the course
of his
contract?
Four-year contract?
Yeah, it'll be a low second rounder because the Rams are really good. So, you know, Monday night notwithstanding. But,
well, here you go.
Okay.
Cortland Sutton was a second round pick, right?
Okay, whereabouts was he?
I don't exactly
top
remember.
Or bottom,
it
but
was
okay.
Kind of middle. But just, he signed a 4-year, $7 million contract.
So you essentially bought a second rounder for yourself. What you were going to spend, but you still have to pay that. So you're essentially, for that second rounder, you're essentially going to pay $14 million for a second over the life of that contract.
Money well spent, but not a personnel genius.
Yeah.
Sorry, you are wrong.
Hey, look at, man. My logic. You're finally starting to see.
Listen, if you get it right, I'll tell you. But if you're wrong, I can tell.
That was almost a proud father moment for you. I could see in your eyes, you're like, little boys growing up. He actually put together a cogent argument.
Chris says, Mark, this Nuggets team is better off with MPJ on the bench. Tell me why I'm wrong. Well, now, wait a minute now. Hold on. I need clarification. Are they better off without him totally? Or better off with him coming off the bench but still playing? I think he's implying without him at all.
Well, he's implying he's better off. He's better on the bench. Here's why you're wrong. Here's right. They're not better off. You see, because you're taking a short-term approach to Michael Porter Jr. Michael Porter Jr. worked this offseason on his handles. He worked on his post-up game. He worked on his, you know, you can do burpees and sit-ups and you can, be the greatest weight room muscle pig in the history of muscle pigs. All that stuff doesn't necessarily translate to being a good football player. Yeah, you can work on your handles. You can work on your drive. You can work on your back to the basket. You can work on all that stuff. And against air, you're much better. The only way you take that and transition it is being in game situations. And so they're not better off because he's an exceptional shooter. He's an exceptional athlete. They're better off with him playing, and especially when they have limited numbers because of injuries and the Blue Arrows not back and all that. They're better off with him playing. He's got to learn to implement everything he worked in the offseason on the court.
Here's where I put my faith in Tim Connelly. Tim Connelly's done a pretty good job, I think we'd all admit. And doing it without the benefit of being able to just scratch checks and get free agents to come here. So they've had to be twice as good as the big market teams when it comes to developing and identifying talent. So he's done a pretty good job at that. So I can't imagine this guy would have committed $200 million to Michael Porter Jr. if he didn't have a pretty good sense of what this guy will eventually become. So to say that they're better off without a player like that, again, short term, guys rise up, guys take advantage of their roles, wounded tiger theory, all that. But over the long haul, you want this guy. Sorry, Chris, you're wrong.
Yeah. And then here's what you can't teach. You can't teach 6'11 and exceptional athlete. You either are that or you're not that. Now, does he have to transition? Does he have to play tougher? Does he have to develop a nasty streak? Like, there's a lot of things that have to happen for him to earn that $200 million. He's getting it. Does he deserve it?
Are you ever really going to earn your $200 million?
Well,
does anybody ever really earn their $200 million?
Well, some guys earn it.
Oh, really?
Sure.
Hmm.
You don't think LeBron James is worth going to championships and all that kind of stuff?
All right.
Some guys earn it.
Some. Rarified few. All right, Morning Brew, coming your way next. Russell Wilson, talking about his long-term career goals. Do they include the Denver Broncos? That's next. Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna keep lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers. Stat!
Know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on!
One game at a time. And we've got to take it one day at a time in our preparation. We've got to try and fix all of our correctable errors. And we've got to do a better job of coaching these guys, you know. We've got to do a better job of calling the game. Me on defensively, Pat and Mike offensively. We all have to be better.
Get ready. Heavy snark alert right here. Boy, after watching what Vic Fangio did with a mini buy and what he did to Dallas. Right. Imagine what he's going to do with a full buy with the Chargers and Chiefs coming up after the break.
Oh, it's going to be unbelievable.
They got
now,
no chance.
Unfortunately,
poor Chargers, poor Chiefs.
Unfortunately, Atlanta didn't have access to the film to study how you actually stop Dallas. You know, how you create that game plan. We're going to coach better. All right. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
He's going to do another deep dive. The last deep dive was awesome.
The team that just beat you, the Philadelphia Eagles, you want to talk about coaching better. You want to talk about systems. Get this, Mike. In their first seven games of the season, in which they had a pretty bad record, they were throwing at 63% of the time, running at 37% of the time. They evaluated themselves and said, we're not good that way. So they completely flipped the script. In the last three games, they're 2-1. They've run it, and they've had two blowout wins, one against Denver, one against Detroit. They lost in a last-second field goal to the Chargers. They've run it 63% of the time and thrown it 37% of the time. And in those three games, their young quarterback, Jalen Hurts, has been the highest-rated quarterback in football. But yeah, running the ball is so antiquated. It doesn't work anymore. It's not fun. It's not exciting. We've got our two best offensive players are our running backs. You know what we're going to do? We're going to give them under double digit carries apiece. Because listen, I know we won against Dallas when we ran the heck out of the ball, but we don't want to win that way. Football arrogance, football hubris. We're going to do a better job of coaching. Don't hold your breath. I'm not going to hold my breath on that one.
So what you're saying is the Eagles switched up their systems.
They looked at their systems and they said, hey, we need different systems. And
we're going to have systems.
And they changed the systems.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Fly ball deep left field. Trevor Story has hit it. Number 14 for Story. 1-0 Colorado.
Dick shot. Well, there will be, in all likelihood, no more Drew Goodman, Trevor Story, Rockies home run calls. As Patrick Saunders, our Rockies insider, reporting that Trevor Story will definitely not accept the Rockies' qualifying offer. The deadline is today. As many as eight teams have already checked in on Trevor Story regarding free agency. The Rockies are not one of them. On the heels of them not making any effort to bring back John Gray, it would appear Trevor Story and John Gray, two guys that they could have got something for at the trade deadline. They chose to hold on to him. Foolishly, some Rockies fans and Rockies apologists said, oh, no, they're holding on to him because they're quite confident they're going to be able to re-sign them. They're not even trying to.
Are they going to get a sandwich pick, though, or something like that?
I think they have to accept the qualifying offer in order to get compensation. I believe. I'll check that.
If I was going to get a sandwich pick, I'd get a roast beef with lots of onion, red onion, mayo, lettuce, and tomato. Simple.
Diabetes. No, I'm going Swiss. But I was in Golden recently. They have a place called D Deli's.
Delicious.
On Main Street.
D's Deli? D's Delis?
D's Delis.
You get Rocky Mountain Oyster Sandwich?
You know what you get at D's Nut Deli? D's Nuts!
D's.
No.
Please stop.
No, D's Deli. Outstanding.
It's like the letter D really with an letter S on it?
Or letter D and then Deli.
D's Deli.
D's Deli.
It has a little apostrophe S.
Yeah, D's
Deli.
But man, great sandwiches. Great sandwiches. I think I'd go with definitely like, if I was getting a sandwich pick, I'd go like, you know, the full Italian.
Have you ever gone?
Love it. Good Italian.
Have you ever had a wreck at Potbelly's? The wreck, it's called?
I think I have.
But you don't think you have. Oh my God.
Hold on a second. Look at
you
me. Do you think that I am not a connoisseur of the subs? Do you not think that I've had so many subs in my life?
You
it
had
might
the
be
wreck.
Easy for me to not remember where they all come from.
No,
I've had that many.
If you've had the wreck, you'll know you've had the wreck.
Oh, the meatballs! Oh, I love a good meatball sub too.
Oh, that's always good.
D Deli. Not D's. D Deli.
D's would be Kylinger.
Troll. Next on the Morning Brew.
Russ takes a shotgun snap. Going to lay it up over the top. Metcalf in the back of the end zone. He's got it. Touchdown, Seahawks. An absolutely perfect pass from Russell Wilson to DK Metcalf.
So Russell Wilson talking about what his long-term career plans are. Talking to the AP Pro Football podcast, says, I want to play 20 plus years. I also want to be involved in NFL ownership. Okay, so Russell Wilson wants to play 20 plus years. Let's do the math here, okay? This is our specialty.
How many years does he play?
We're really good at math.
Is this like nine or?
So he's 32 right now.
All right.
And you said this is his ninth year?
I don't know. I'm asking you what year this is.
Okay, so Russell Wilson is 32. Let me get.
Oh, he's getting up to the Russell Wilson stat.
All right, here we go.
He was drafted.
Russell Wilson is 32. He just, He'll turn 33 here in 2 weeks.
Okay. Happy birthday, Russ.
33. And this is his button down.
I'm guessing like ninth.
Third, sixth. 10th year. So he basically wants to play 10 more years. So, okay. So he wants to be on the Tom Brady plan. He wants to play 43, 44.
Yes.
He's 33 now. He'll be 33. I'm thinking of him now as 33. That's the guy you got to go all in on, right?
Oh, if he's available, yeah.
I mean, that's the guy that George Payton has to make the offer that they can't refuse.
If he is available, 100%.
You make him available. You make him available with the sheer volume of the offer you're making to Seattle.
But then don't you fall right into the same thing that Seattle's in right now?
What's that?
Defense got old. They don't have that. They've got all the money on the offense.
Broncos got a lot of young players. A lot of young players. Haven't you? You yourself, Mr. Roster Builder yourself, said this roster is as good as it's been in 5-6 years.
You know what happens to young players? They become old players. Or they become free agents.
Okay, well,
now, I think Russell Wilson gives you an opportunity for guys to stay and maybe take a little bit of the hometown discount. Are you going to be willing to kind of match the Patrick Mahomes contract? Isn't that what it's going to take?
What's he in right now? What's his contract status?
Who?
Russell Wilson.
I don't know what his contract status is.
See, what is he at?
What I look like.
He just signed a 4-year. It was about 2 years. So he's midway through a 4-year, $140 million contract extension. So he'll be getting paid here again in a couple of years.
Yeah.
But do you want Aaron Rodgers for 4 or 5 years? If both were available.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you want to go hard after?
Oh, if there's a long term, Russell, he's younger.
10 year, yeah. But as far as, would your confidence level to be able to win it all be equal with both quarterbacks? Would you feel that if you were getting Russell Wilson, you'd have as good a chance or better to win it all as you would if you got Aaron Rodgers for 4 years, 5 years.
I think 6 of 1, 6 of 2 another. I think they're both great.
You think they're both basically the same?
No, I mean.
Who's better?
I think Rodgers is probably a little bit better, but I think Russell Wilson is elite unicorn as well.
Okay.
So they're both, they both would give you a legitimate chance to win.
Okay. All right. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Coming up next, we'll jump back into Tell Me Why I'm Wrong. Haven't had anybody break through yet. Get Mark to utter those magic words. You're not wrong. Let's see if we can do it coming up next. Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan. Hey, just a quick clarification from our Trevor Story Brew story. So, when they did not offer him a qualifying offer, because if the player accepts that offer, then they can play. They'll play for you that year at that offer, at that number. And so they did not offer him that deal. But when Trevor Story signed,
or did they offer it and he just denied it? They made a qualifying offer and he said, no thanks, I'm going to hit free agency. I think that's how it works.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. So here's the thing. They will get, as long as he signs for more than $50 million, they will get a sandwich pick at the end of the first round, between the first and second round. If he signs for less than $50 million, you get it after the second round.
Okay.
So clearly this was their strategy back at the trade deadline. Instead of trading a John Gray and or Trevor Story and getting prospects back, actually played professional baseball in the minor leagues that you can evaluate. Instead, they said, nope, can't tick off our fans. Got to make sure that a couple of well-known fan favorite types continue to play out the string in a meaningless season just to try to entice people to come to what really matters for this franchise is the ballpark. And when they walk in free agency, we'll get one pick for each guy.
But the good news is they have been killing the draft lately.
Oh, yeah. Boy, can we trust them in the draft.
It's an exact science, Mike.
Lou from Lakewood says, Mark, instead of mayo, your roast beef sandwich must have creamy horseradish sauce. Tell me why I'm wrong.
Well, I like creamy horseradish sauce. There's nothing wrong with creamy.
But it should. He is not wrong. Creamy horseradish sauce on a sandwich is superior to just regular mayo. I'm going to just sit back and watch you try to escape this one.
Creamy horse.
James West.
I like creamy horseradish sauce, but so you're telling me creamy horseradish sauce in a fight of condiments beats mayo?
Yes.
Wrong.
Oh!
Wrong. Now, creamy horseradish sauce is delicious. There's no question.
Delicious.
But do you mix creamy horseradish sauce in your tuna? No. You use mayo. Do you mix creamy horseradish sauce in, I mean.
We're not talking about tuna or chicken salad. We're talking about a roast beef sandwich.
And I'm telling you that mayo is a better condiment.
Not for a roast beef sandwich. Maybe for tuna or chicken salad, but not for a sandwich like that. No. He is not wrong. Lou?
No, I get final
arbitration.
No. It's a nice complimentary piece. You don't go straight.
So if I give you a choice,
mm-hmm.
You're putting together your roast beef sandwich,
mm-hmm.
And you got your roast beef. And what kind of cheese would you prefer on that, probably?
I would go Swiss, probably.
Swiss? Yeah. Okay, what kind of bread?
I'm going like a sourdough.
Perfect. Yeah. Perfect. Okay. Now we get probably a little lettuce.
Little lettuce.
A little tomato.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Maybe a red onion.
Tons. Like a load of red onion.
I hear you clucking, big chicken.
Right and now. That's why I go mayo.
But then at that point, you got a choice between mayo or horseradish sauce.
Okay. Now, see, here's the
I'm
deal.
I'm going the horseradish.
No.
9 times out of 10, okay. Man.
If I'm just dipping roast beef into a condiment, then I'm going creamy horseradish 100% of the time. But when it comes to a sandwich where the lettuce is so, so crisp, the tomatoes just so juicy, the onion,
oh,
just
so
enough to
tangy.
Burn the nostrils.
Burn the nostrils.
Yes. Like a sex panther burns the nostrils. Quite pungent.
What are we talking about?
Yes, I cannot afford it.
You can do it. All right, Lou, I fought for you.
It's dipping.
I fought for you.
Okay,
in consolation, Lou, I go with you.
New York, London, Paris, Munich, Carolina. But I would use both mayo and a little creamy horseradish on my sandwich. That's okay.
Back to sports.
Oh, yeah. What are you guys talking? You're talking about sandwiches.
Although, be honest. Many of you enjoyed that. You're already thinking about lunch.
That does.
You're already thinking about lunch. Or you may just say,
I might have lunch for breakfast.
I might have one right now for breakfast. And you know what? You would not be wrong.
Yeah, you would be totally correct.
Russell Wilson says this one will not be available because at the end of the year, Seattle's going to fire Pete Carroll and they will hire a coach of Russell Wilson's choosing to keep him happy. Tell me why I'm wrong, stinkers. Oh, wait a minute. Let me take a closer look at that number.
Stinkers.
Oh, it's Mickey.
Should
have known.
Anytime you get a stinkers in there, it's my arch nemesis, Mickey. I don't like Mickey. Yeah, because Pete Carroll's done such a horrible job in Seattle all these years, coaching.
Okay, but what would Paul Allen? Yeah, Paul Allen. What would Paul Allen?
Paul Allen passed away, so it's his.
Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot about that.
It's Paul Allen's wife, daughter, family member.
So the Allen family, if mm-hmm. it came down to it. Was forced to choose between Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson. Who would they go with?
If they were forced to choose, you'd probably go with Russell Wilson.
All right. Well, what if you'll probably do a Seattle game between now and the end of the season, huh? Decent chance?
Oh, yeah. I think there's a good chance.
Okay. She'll probably get a good idea. But what the relationship is like?
Yeah. I mean, so if all the Allen family gets together, you know, to parse out what's going on, would that be the Allen Parsons Project?
I don't know why. That got me. That tickled me. I like that. I like that.
I like that.
I'm not going to lie. I like that.
That's right.
No, 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 no. That works for me. I like that. I'm not going to lie to you.
I don't know. You know you think you're funny when you laugh at your own jokes hysterically.
I'm all right with that. I'm all right with that.
That was kind of a dad. That was a good dad joke, right?
With that. That was good. That was good. Okay. All right. Much more with Tell Me Why I'm Wrong, including why people keep getting it wrong when it comes to drafting quarterbacks. That's next. Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors understands sometimes bad things happen to good people. That includes bankruptcy. If that is you, you can still purchase a car at Siltahar with zero money down in almost all cases. This is a program they've been doing for 25 years. The dealership itself is almost 60. Family-owned business that is proud of their reputation and proud to be a huge part of the Broomfield community. If you file bankruptcy, Siltahar Motors can help. Zero down and no payments for 45 days in almost all cases. Contact Team Zero Down at 720-446-9222 or online at sthmotors.com.